Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. You're listening to the Carla Meske Show, and if you want to speak to Carla, call on in 347-884-8245. And here is Carla.
Hello, everyone. This is Carla Meske. I'm a shamanic healer for animals and people, and I come to you each week to talk about shamanism and to do a little bit of healing work for your animals. Today, I'd like to continue our conversation about soul retrieval, and I've got a couple of reasons for that. We had an event yesterday, the attack at Manchester, and people are shocked. Their souls are blasted out of their bodies. They're moving into a state of trauma there, and that kind of trauma can be so profound and so horrible that the soul that leaves with that trauma goes as far away as possible and does not want to come back. So there are brain effects there where people go into post-traumatic stress, and there's soul effects, and the two walk hand in hand. So I was listening on BBC today to a therapist who is setting up an emergency therapy center in Manchester to help people, and he's gotten his training in Israel to work with the devastations that they see there. He works with these kinds of terrorist attacks all over the world, but he's in Manchester now setting up a trauma center. His purpose is to prevent people from going into a place of chronic stress and chronic soul loss, basically, which results in depression and post-traumatic stress syndrome. As a shaman, our way of helping is to go out with that person, to go through that person, to do healing work with that person, to retrieve the soul that has fled the scene, and to encourage that soul to come back, to help, to heal, to continue to rebuild that person and give them back their power and their strength. The shamanic aspect of soul retrieval as part of a healing process in severe trauma is so important. if we do not have our soul come back, if we cannot rescue ourselves and come back fully into our power, we can end up with psychological conditions, like I said, post-traumatic stress, but it can get a lot worse. We can end up with these big chronic diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome and the other kinds of diseases that look like they're immune system diseases. But when you ask somebody, when did this start? It almost always starts with some impact trauma, some horrible trauma to their lives. So soul retrieval is an incredibly important function, an incredibly important treatment for people who have undergone stress. And to revive soul retrieval in our world is an important part of our global healing from the suffering and the pain and suffering that our current world inflicts upon us. I'm going to give you a story of a girlfriend of mine who you met if you were on the radio with me earlier, Kathleen Moonfire. When I met Kathleen, she had just gotten out of a wheelchair but was barely able to move around. She had chronic fatigue syndrome quite seriously. And we did a ceremony for her called the Spirit Canoe. This is a ceremony from the North Coast natives, and the shamans will, to heal someone who is desperately ill, the shamans will do the ceremony, the Spirit Canoe, where they journey together as a group to go and retrieve the soul of the person that has stepped away from the body. This is for people on their deathbed where their soul is beginning to leave, and it's for people who are in severe physical crisis of illness and mental crisis. So we did the soul retrieval of the Spirit Canoe for Kathleen, and there were quite a few of us in the group. We were her close buddies, and we found her soul we went into the same place. We all found her in the same place. Mind you, we were journeying separately. We were not sharing our journeys out loud, but we found her where she had gotten lost, actually in a Native American site where she had gone to do ceremony and had found herself engaged with a spirit there that she became fascinated with, and she just stayed to continue the engagement with the spirit. So that was her choice at the time, and the choice resulted in her becoming quite sick because she didn't have her whole soul essence there. So this is an example of soul loss without there being a traumatic event. She just made the mistake of checking out of her body. But we brought her soul back, and there was quite a lot of negotiating we had to do that. But we brought her soul back, and it quickly led to chronic fatigue going away. Now, spiritual work as a healing may be all it takes, and there may be no other medical intervention that's necessary. However, we find that when we do the spiritual work, often the correct solution from the medical side all of a sudden comes along. So is it coincidence? Is it causality? Who knows? I like to think it's causality, but who can prove it? In any case, at that time, she then found a naturopath who was able to adjust her thyroid levels, her T4, T3, T5, whatever in the heck they are, and boom, she recovered. And now she's energetic, she's strong, she puts up these fantastic tents with all of her displays at fairs around the country and does caricature work. So she's an example of how soul retrieval is very, very important for helping people overcome these chronic diseases. And there's other examples that I can give you of soul retrieval helping us overcome depression, and I will give you one of my own. When my father died 2 years ago, I had been his number one, not caregiver really, but I was in charge. He lived in a wonderful facility where there were people who gave him his medications and all that business. But I was in charge of his day-to-day life, his care, his ongoing healing. And he became so enwound with me and I enwound with him that when he finally passed, and boy, I didn't want that to happen. I fought that tooth and nail. But when it did happen, I became very depressed. And this is not uncommon for people who have been long-term caregivers. You may even know that story in yourself. I understood everything about it. I did as much soul retrieval for myself as I could. I honored and respected that I was going through process, and I allowed that process to unfold. But about this time last year, I was having just about enough of this process, and I asked for help from my friends. And I had soul retrieval done for me, and almost immediately, I felt the shift and the change. I felt myself lodge back into my bones. I felt my power and my strength come back. And since then, I've been moving forward. And now I'm completely on the other side of it. And I can say that it's really a magnificent thing. So if you are undergoing grief, if you're undergoing some kind of separation from someone you love, if you've had a major change in your life, anything that makes you feel as though a piece of you has checked out, I highly recommend you have soul retrieval done for yourself. So soul retrieval can be done by me or by many, many well-trained shamanic practitioners across the globe. You can find a place to get soul retrieval done by just searching it on Google. I recommend my friend Alida Birch. You'll see her website. I recommend myself if I'm available, and many and many, many other great shamanic practitioners. But let's talk a little bit now about what we as shamanic practitioners can do for the people of Manchester or any other place that has had terrorist activity or some huge trauma like that. It's inappropriate to do healing work for someone who has not directly asked for permission for it, from whom you have not received permission, who has not directly asked to have the healing work done. It's just inappropriate to put yourself into the middle of somebody else's life. However, it is appropriate for us to journey to our spirit teachers and our power animals and ask them to lend support and healing as is right for those people. We're not asking the person's higher self for healing, because that's poking and probing. Instead, we're going to our team of healing spirits, and we're saying, we are sharing with you, darling spirits, this horrible thing that has happened. And we are requesting that you go and you lend the healing that is most required, that you give the people there the healing and support that they need at this time. And we ask you to be present with them and work with their loving, compassionate spirits to bolster and heal these people. So let's just make a quiet moment to do that. I call the spirits of the north, of the east, of the south, and the west, the spirits of above and below, of within and without, the compassionate beings to come. I see us standing in circle together. I see us holding hands together, all of you listening, all the compassionate spirits who work with you. It's a strong, strong, powerful contingency. I call the spirits of the circle at our power portal in Bumblebee, Arizona, to come. I call the spirits of the circles that I've worked with across the years, across the world. I call the spirits of my friends whose strong central power to come. My friends, we've had a problem happen in England, and I call you, please, with due respect, to go there to support the people, the community, the families who have lost loved ones, the families who are suffering from the effects of this tragedy. Heal those people, please. Bring back the souls to those who have had soul loss. Cross over the spirits of those who have died and take them back into their spiritual tribes. Help the community in every way possible to sing together in love and healing and be an example for all of us as we do our bidding against and to stop this terrorism. Thank you, spirits. I ask you, please, I implore you, please, to go. Thank you. So you could see it's like a prayer, but it's a prayer to our helping spirits. It's a prayer for those helping spirits we know will engage and help when we ask them to come and empower the people who were pained. So thank you for helping with that right now. I appreciate it. Next week, I'm flying to Florida, and on the 20, whatever, let me look at the calendar here so I don't misspeak. Fly to Florida. Yes. On the 4th of May, I am presenting in a conference, and I'll put it up on my website. It's a medical conference for alternative medical therapists, doctors. It's a doctor's conference for the most part. And I'll be speaking about soul retrieval and giving case studies of how soul retrieval has been important in bringing people out of illness and depression, and how it's an important part of caring for the whole patient. It is the soul restoration process that gives us our core energy back so that we can resolve illness and we can resolve trauma with our core energy firing again. And before I take a call, I just want to share one more case study with you that I just did yesterday, in fact, for a client. And this is a woman who's lost her father last year and is in the final stages of her brother's life. Her brother is coming to his end. His kidneys are failing and so on and so forth. And they're discussing when to put him on hospice. So she has been his caregiver forever. And she was also her father's main person. We shared that. She has not yet recovered from the depression of her father's crossing. And she's in the final stages of that. You know, it's a process. Even with soul retrieval, grief is a process that has to be honored. It just does. So she's honoring that and she's working through it, but she's quite concerned that the situation with her brother may put her over the edge and put her into a place where her grief process overcomes her. So we did soul retrieval for her, almost a preemptive soul retrieval. And it was such an interesting journey because I watched grandmother Sunflower open her back, use the fascia to open her back and create a light portal into her heart chakra that was just so clear and so powerful. And they removed all the intrusions in her heart chakra that would help her feel like grief was a core part of her being. The grief is there. It is there. But to feed the grief or to feed recovery, this is your choice. And we fed that area of her heart chakra that contains the grief. We fed it with soul light and renewal and recovery. And we brought back her soul parts that had lost when her father died and that have slipped away through her grieving process and who are about to leave with her brother's crossing. These soul parts we brought back. We did a preemptive strike, as it were, on soul loss for her so that she could remain resilient and remain enlivened and enjoy, even though she is going through this process. So I will keep you informed as time goes on. Maybe in a month we'll check back in to see how she is through her process. But to keep us alive in grief sometimes requires bringing in the soul light that we need to heal, even though we're in the process. So I wanted to share that piece with you. Okay, Michael, do we have any people who would like some help with themselves or with their animals today?
Yes, we got a really important call all the way in London, speaking about everything that's going on in Manchester. Let's bring in Deep to the show.
Hello.
Thank you, Michael. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, it's been very interesting to listen to the kind of work you do within shamanism. I guess we don't have a lot of time in this radio show to do any kind of healing work, but is there anything which you could do in terms of healing within a few minutes, or would you rather prefer if I asked a question?
I am happy to do healing work for you. I can do healing work very fast. It doesn't mean you'll get all the information about what the spirits are doing, but the spirits can accomplish a miraculous healing in moments. So what would you like help with?
Sure, that would be lovely. I suffer from depression over the last so many years. I was in an abusive relationship, which I'm out of, but there are different things which are still affecting me in life, in personal life. Be useful appreciated if you could do some healing on me, please.
It would be my pleasure. Your name is Deep?
That's right, Carla.
All right. I call the spirits of the North, the compassionate beings, for Deep. I call the spirits of the East, the sweet ones, for Deep. I call the spirits of the South and of the West and of the in-between directions. I call the sacred forest who protects this man. I call the spirits of the sky and of earth. And I call the star being who birthed you. And I call your guides, your ancestors, your power animals, and your teachers to come. Please to come. Grandmother Sunflower opens her sacred circle and she shines a brilliant white light into it like a spotlight, and she sings for your soul to come in. And I see your soul coming in like sifting sand, and it settles into the bottom of the circle, and it's as though you're like a hologram. I see parts of you there with clarity and parts of you are not there at all. So this is an indication to me of where your soul is, how much of it is residing in your bones and how much of it isn't. So it gives me, you know, if I were to look at this hologram, I'd say you're like 60% home and 40% not so much. The 60% that home is home seems to be well grounded in your bones, which is really good. It's in your what we call the lower cauldron, or your cauldron of being, which is good. All right. So we're going to follow a thread back out through your space and time to recover the soul from events that occurred to you. I will not share those events out loud. That's private. I'll just call them event 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And you and I can talk on the phone later. It's no one else's business. I go out to event number 1, and I'll tell you, it is in young childhood, and it has to do with your being reprimanded for something, and it is an inappropriate level of reprimand. I call your soul in. He comes running. He clings. Oh, poor sweetheart. We pick you up. We hold you, and we release you from the trauma. Great. My power animals and teachers who help with soul retrieval bring your young boy soul part into the boat, the canoe, and we go out now to the second scene, which is a scene of adolescence at the point where you're trying to decide who you are. And we have all these choices to make about what you want to be, but what really matters is who you really are. And it's that struggle that we have of the coming of age of trying to figure that out. There is a siren song, who calls your soul away, who is a love in a past life. And you remember that love during this time. It's like a poetic period. And you slip away with that love. We go now out to that space and time, and we bring her back, him back. Oh, yeah. And put, there, you're welcome home, into the canoe. And now the spirits say, these next ones are contemporary and not to be spoken of. And it's series, it's number 3. I keep my silence, but I'll speak so that we're not lost in this. A man spirit teacher brings your soul back in. You are thrilled about it. You come through 3 gateways, and those 3 gateways bring back all the soul parts who have been sitting around the edge waiting for you to get your act together so that they can come back in. Like tap, 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 get your act together. So there's a part of this where your job is to receive these soul parts and to make the choices that you must make to be healthy, like going out and seeing people, getting healthy, whatever those choices are, you will make those choices now.
Yes, sir.
And your soul parts come in strong and determined to make that happen. We bring them into the boat. We come back. Here, open your arms. I blow into you deep your soul truth, your soul power, your soul essence, and your form. Hold yourself close. Bring yourself tight. Up above and below and within and without. Come home to yourself and make the choices to keep yourself safe and whole. Thank you. Okay, Deep, you've got a job to do. I want you to take out a piece of paper and write down every single thing that you've been meaning to get to do to take care of yourself. And then organize it into priorities and commit to the first 3 items. Can you do that?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call me later and if you want to talk about this. My phone number's on my website, or you can just email me, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right, thanks. You bet.
Thank
you. You're welcome. So this is spirithealer.com is my website, and you can contact me through there. I have short sessions and long sessions I'm happy to do for you. I will be on the radio show with you on the 30th, that's next week, and again on the 6th. I'll be in Orlando at my conference on the 4th, and I will record that piece and post it on my website. I hope I can do that. Shouldn't make promises I can't keep, but that's my plan. I'm home to do sessions up until next Wednesday, and then I'll be gone for 10 days visiting friends and doing the conference, and I'll be back through the month of June to do sessions for people. So there it is. Spirithealer.com is how you can find me, and I'm happy to help. So thank you so much for listening to the show today, and I pray that you do a prayer of peace for all of the people who have been suffering in this world, and a prayer of peace for yourself that your soul comes home and that you have the power to nurture yourself, to keep your soul in your bones. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, Carla. And thank you, listeners, for being here. And I'll be live in 30 minutes on LA Talk Radio. We have a really great guest, and then back live here on Journey into the Light at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for a whole group of shows this evening. So stay with us and have a great Tuesday. Thanks for listening, everybody.